Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from the Free Zones, hoping you all had a restful, blessed weekend. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, and, we love it.
Oh, yes. We just need to say praise God for Him being truth, really. This is, I never in my life would have imagined just how strong and how pervasive all of the lying would be in the end times.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, it says it in Revelations clearly that,
yes,
that we're not being rescued from war or from, you know, multiple other possibilities. We're being rescued from lies and deception.
Yes.
And so it
by a delusional world.
Yeah,
it's that believes the lies, that loves the lies, that hates the truth.
Right.
And will attack it.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah, and they'll be the instigator of the lie, and they'll turn around and call the people telling the truth the ones that are lying.
Right.
Like I have this absolutely repulsive statement here from the Democrats. And you could just imagine why I'm saying it's repulsive, because as you know, well, you and I have been just ramming it home for the past 4 years about election fraud,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And it comes from Dominion. It comes from China. It comes from Smartmatic. It was brought here and it was explained. We were educated on Dominion voting machines by the people from Venezuela who
yes.
had just stolen the Venezuela election.
Right.
And CNN covered this. Lou Dobbs covered it. He,
yes.
He did it so well. He did such an excellent, thorough job on just how dangerous those Dominion voting machines are to our whole nation. Actually, he got fired for that. He was resigned
right.
shortly after that, and it was because of that exposure. And so here we have this statement from Rolling Stone that says, exclusive. For years, Trump and other Republicans have been working to steal the 2024 election.
What?
This is an inside look at how Team Biden and Democratic lawyers have built a superstructure to fight back on all fronts.
Oh,
oh yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. There's superstructure of lies and deception and disinformation. And
they are the perps.
Propaganda.
Of election theft. That is exactly what communists do. That's all they do is steal elections. That's how they get a foothold in every nation. And so the bottom line here on this stupid Rolling Stone lie article is that the Democrats are trying to stop the steal.
You know, that's like a police officer confiscating stolen material from a burglar, and then he complains that his stuff is stolen from him.
I know.
That the police stole his stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the level that this is at.
Yeah. And it seriously makes, it kind of causes a revulsion in me that, you know, kind of akin to like just right before you feel like you're going to throw up.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I am so sick of the disgusting lies and all of this awful intended deception that it just is sickening. It's just sickening. I can't even handle it anymore. And so, boy, we've got a lot to get to after the break. And we've got something to hit so hard, because I'm sure you've all heard about what just happened with Congress and the Senate and
over the weekend.
And Speaker Johnson, who needs a square boot in the pants right now.
Traitor.
Yep. Big
absolute
time,
traitor.
Big time traitor.
You know, before we get to that, and I guess this, yeah, I definitely want to hit on that. This is infuriating. This is why we need more people in Congress that won't compromise.
That's right.
That will duke it out.
Yep.
And there's not enough of them. So,
right. Marjorie Taylor Greene needs my help.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding. Now is the time to get in there and be a force multiplier, pull all the real people together and sit them down and say, look, this is what everything that is happening right now is illegal. It's illegal. We're going to have to start enforcing the Constitution and have this all pivot around the law and nothing else.
I can say I'm sitting right across from the 5th Congressional District candidate, the only MAGA Republican that will not compromise.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yep. The rest of them will. They'll either compromise or they won't fight at all because they're really nice guys or they're just not the right people for the job. I can say that, but guaranteed.
Right. Absolutely. Nice does not belong in this race.
We don't need nice right now. We need killers.
Yep. And so, you know, I think the saddest part of this whole thing with Speaker Johnson was I had really high hopes for him getting out there and being so bold about declaring how he lives according to the Bible. And I'd have to just say, well, if he knows that Bible, apparently he's never read the part where it says that cowards don't get into heaven.
Right.
Because you don't buckle, you don't cower, and you certainly don't negotiate with evil.
How did that ever happen?
Exactly.
I do not understand how that happened when they have the majority.
They have the majority, and he just gave it away.
And even if they didn't have the majority, the sway and pull that he has, this should never have happened on his watch.
Not in a million years.
Ever.
And for him to claim to be a Christian is shameful at this point because man, if you're a Christian and you believe what you read, you walk bold. You walk boldly and you walk your faith and you represent the truth and you represent just the fact that you don't back down to evil ever, because that's who you represent. You're standing there on behalf of the Lord, being his rep. And so, especially in that position, when you're Speaker of the House and you're claiming to be this tried and true Christian, and then you do nothing but capitulate and roll over to evil.
I am very reticent to call out another Christian and say, you know, how can you call yourself a Christian? You're not a real Christian, because... Well, that's dangerous territory to be in, but you will know them by their fruits.
Exactly.
This guy sold us out. He sold out our country. He betrayed God's principles, God's word, God's people, this nation, the rule of law. We'll break it down in segment two. We've got the numbers for where all this money is going.
That's right.
It is. Is he a Democrat?
I know, exactly.
He's a wolf. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Yep. I will say that much.
Yep.
And so he's going to have to stand in front of God and answer for the things that he led this Congress in approving this weekend.
Exactly.
And you know what? And he needs to be held accountable here and in the afterlife.
Yeah, he needs all sorts of stuff. Oh my gosh, I'll tell you what.
So, we're going to get into the word of the day now, and I just wanted to just reflect back. This weekend was Purim, and we talked about that. That was on the 23rd.
Yep, on Saturday.
Precisely 1 month before April 23rd, which is Passover this year. And it was really cool. I got this from Amir Sarfati. There's a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu sitting among the troops, and he has a scroll open that he's reading. And it said, after reading the book of Esther with an IDF unit, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, we killed Haman and we will kill Sinwar.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Hooray for him.
So
that's really cool.
Yep.
Well, yeah, because this week, as we're approaching the eclipse on April 8th, we are taking it extremely seriously and we're dedicating this entire week to repentance, and we're calling this week the repent event, because our nation is worse than it has ever been.
Yep.
And so our study was kicked off on Saturday by the random turning, which always blows me away. because when I announced on Friday that this week is going to be the repent event, I was like, okay, that's just a good idea. That's something smart to do before this time when we know that this is probably what is intended.
Yeah, it was Humility Month in June.
Right. Well, it just makes sense that if we're going to have this and this whole thing is happening with our nation falling apart and our enemies already infiltrating our borders, that yes, clearly we are about ready to receive judgment if we don't repent in a big way.
No doubt.
And so Saturday, when I did a random turning for the word of the day for our Telegram channel, I just love it. It's what we're going to share with you today. And that random turning comes to us from Psalm 51, which reads under the title, A Prayer of Repentance.
How about that?
Imagine that.
No accidents with God.
None whatsoever. So praise God, even before we get started, that just is fantastic. And so it reads, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledged my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in my sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. And that's it.
Awesome.
Well, and so this is, that's verse 17 is of particular importance. Verse 16 and 17, where it says, you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken heart and a contrite heart.
Yes.
And actually, contrite, the meaning of contrite means to crumble.
Right.
It is broken, like the broken hearted. And so, but you know, here David has just committed this grievous sin with Bathsheba.
Yes.
And so he is speaking to God in a manner of, oh man.
I'm toast.
Oh boy, am I. Yep. I've committed the worst of the worst.
Yep, he knew it.
Yep. And so this is a true wholehearted repentance that he is just, you know, ashamed, very ashamed.
Yeah.
that he was caught, because not only was he caught, but God sent Nathan to him to give him a kind of this,
yes,
this little parable about, oh, this man who had nothing, all he had was one little ewe lamb, and some other guy came and, you know, took his ewe lamb for sacrifice. And so he asked David,
he had plenty.
This other guy had plenty, way more than anybody else, but he took the one guy's only ewe lamb and took it for himself. And David was ready to just thrash that guy.
Whoever this man is going to die.
He's going to die. And so Nathan said, that man is you.
Yep.
And so you could just imagine that moment when David's like, oh, no. And out of his own mouth is going to come his punishment, right?
Right.
And so you know that, you know, that's, it's kind of an, kind of a sad state that he's in, and rightfully so, because it's kind of like these communists when they do something wrong and then they accuse somebody else of doing something else wrong.
Yep.
And everybody's like, well, what about you? Look at what you're doing. Where, yeah. You know, look at the plank in your eye. What's, you know, who do you think you are to be mad at somebody else?
Yeah.
You know, and so this is where mankind falls short often. Whatever sin you find a proclivity toward, you know, that's the same thing that happens to everybody. Everybody has a sin or
sure.
multiple sins. And so when you find that you have sinned yet again and you're having to repent of it, God is always willing to take you back.
Absolutely. And including in the case with David. Now, David declared his own punishment. But because God said, because you humbled yourself and you had a contrite heart before me, you shall live.
Right. And also because God had made the promise to David long before this happened that he or one of his sons would always be on the throne. And so he couldn't go against his own word either.
Right. But there would still be a price to pay for his sin. And that would be the sword would always be in his house from that point forward.
That's right.
You know, but because he had a contrite heart and because he asked for forgiveness and humbled himself, the Lord spared his life. Because one of his sons could have still been king, and he could have dropped King David right there on the floor with a heart attack.
That's right.
I mean, he didn't. And the reason why he didn't is because he didn't carry out David's own proclamation of death. Whoever did this, whoever this guy is, needs to die. That was it. He listed his own punishment, and God spared him of it because of the contrite heart. So those are the takeaway for us right there on this repent event.
Right, exactly. Well, because all of us have fallen short of the mark. Every last one of us has sinned. And so we have to remember that in this week where we're repenting as Christians, the Christians are the ones that are called to repent. And primarily because, I'd have to say about 98% of Christians in America have failed to step up and stop this garbage from happening, right. All because of this 501c3 thing that is going on with the churches where it said you're not allowed to talk about politics, otherwise we're going to take away your tax exempt status.
Right.
And so this over the past, you know, 25, 30 years now has caused this very thing to happen in this nation.
It's exactly what Charles Finney said in the 1800s. He said, if America ever reaches this point where we're at now, it's the fault of the pulpit.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
And so every last Christian patriot out there, we had better take absolute responsibility
to the occasion.
Yep. Rise to the occasion big time and repent wholeheartedly for allowing the fall of the greatest nation on earth.
Yeah.
On our watch.
Yes.
And through the simple little evil twist of the 501c3.
And all the bread and circuses that have even people in the church completely distracted, entertained, and apathetic. Apathy is fear on what is one part of it. That's the, I'll lose my 501c3 status. Fear's part of it, but apathy is probably even a bigger role.
That's right.
And both have to come to an end right now.
Right. Because this would not have happened if the churches had not done that and said, oh no, we're not supposed to be involved in politics. And then they tried to back it up biblically saying, oh yeah, Christians, all we're called to do is share the gospel. And it nowhere in the Bible does God say, I expect you to allow all the evil people to rule over you.
Unopposed
and never challenged and, you know, just have absolutely nothing to do with the government of this great nation that I gave to you Christians.
Right, to steward.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty heavy stuff, and we're going to be talking about it all week. The theme this week is, this is the repentance.
Yes, this is our big opportunity to get it right through a very, very serious repenting to the Lord as to the state of our nation being on our shoulders.
That's right. Well, and that scripture, I want to put that out again.
That was all of Psalm 51, verses 1 through 19, whole thing.
There we go. Good one. Read it, folks. And stick around. Segment 2 is coming up. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready, preparing you for the imminent return of our King. Boy, let him come. But that's JesusAppears.com. And we'll be back with segment 2 right after these messages. Stick around.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled R-E-N-E-H-O-L-A-D-A-Y for Congress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5. Welcome back to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are listener supported, so thank you guys who are helping us out. $5 or $10 or $20 a month, any amount. It all adds up and it really helps, and we appreciate that. We also appreciate your prayers. And we've got some things up our sleeve for the format for the Morning Commute. And we'll let you know very soon here what that's going to look like here, probably within the next week, as soon as we work out some of the details. And we hope and we trust that you'll be pleased with it and that it's going to be a good thing. So we'll let you know. Well, Lady Liberty, segment 2 here.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Monochromatic Monday.
Yes.
And boy, we've got this, you know, like we were describing here with this minibus budget. This is not a budget that they passed. This is an absolute stinking ripoff of the United States, yep, with the total number of that bill being $1.7 trillion with a T, you know,
which is going to be all borrowed.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to be borrowed.
Yeah. We don't even have that much that they can be spending, let alone on this frivolous, horrific garbage.
And they do it every year.
Yep.
This is not like that one time and we're still paying for that big loan we took out 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. No, this is every single bloody year they do this now.
That's right. Yep. Well, and so we have this clip here of Marjorie Taylor Greene after she was leaving the house and CNN was hounding her. Listen to what she had to say.
Do you really think that there's someone who can get 218 votes to become Speaker of the House?
I certainly hope so.
I mean, it was so hard to go the last time. You're going to go through.
It was hard to go the last time, but look at where we are now. They just passed a funding bill that doesn't secure our border, does nothing to stop the daily invasion. This budget funds full-term abortion. It funds DEI. It funds trans ideology on our youth as young as 12 years old. We're already in crisis. So
real
leadership.
Is this the fight you want to have in an election year?
Absolutely. It's the fight I want to have in an election year because, I want to win that House. I want to win the White House. I want to win the Senate. And I want to restore this country back to greatness again, back to safety, back to security for every single American. Because right now we don't have it. And that's the fault of Democrats and the Biden administration.
Congressman, you were against this when it was...
Yep, return our country to greatness and our security and prosperity.
Right.
I mean, we're being plundered by these thieves, by these criminals, this criminal syndicate called the United States government. Now, that's what they are.
Right. And that loan noose is being placed around all of our necks to repay. And that's, you know, boy.
It's not even mathematically possible to repay that.
Nope, it's not. And so here's kind of a little bit of the back history of what was going on here. Apparently, this minibus was released at 2:32 a.m. and is a 1,012 pages of $1.7 trillion taxpayer dollars. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying, and we're supposed to be voting on it tomorrow morning under suspension with no amendments allowed, with a super scary government shutdown deadline threat looming tomorrow at midnight. She said it takes 27.8 hours for the average reader to read 1,000 pages. I guess we're supposed to just pass it first and then find out what's in it, like Nancy Pelosi says.
Right.
Well, it's even worse than what Nancy Pelosi had done in the past. And so, gosh, listen to some of this stuff that they're getting out of this total steal. It says here that $867 million for the United States Agency for Global Media. So you ask yourself, what on earth is that? And it sounds like, to me, one expensive propaganda machine for Biden and the communists.
Billion-dollar Pravda.
Yep, exactly. And that is $867 million for that. For global media.
Media.
And so this is that is more than they designated to give to Ukraine even. So this is extremely important to the communists, apparently. And so keep that mark in your mind. And here it says the House Republican approved uniparty minibus provides $300 million to Ukraine.
Oh,
and let's see, the uniparty minibus totally funds the Democrat Green New Deal garbage. So that's completely funded. And then let's see here, the White House is just thrilled with a uniparty minibus because, listen to this, 12,000 Afghan special immigrant visas and authorization to support loans to the IMF. And so loans to the IMF and 12,000 Afghan special immigrant visas.
I thought the IMF was supposed to be buying up our loans.
I know.
Who's buying this $1.7 trillion? And now there's intelligence saying that these Tajikistan terrorists, or some are saying they're Afghan terrorists or Afghan trained.
Right.
Now we're going to be bringing Afghan
12,000 of them. 12,000. And so as if that's not bad enough.
Not even sneaking them across the border anymore.
Right. Just flat out give them visas. Just get them here as fast as possible. They're terrorists. They're going to be fantastic for the communists to utilize against us. And so it's also going to fund taxpayer-funded abortions, full-term abortion, by the way. Full term. Wow. That's what it's going to fund. It's funding genital mutilation surgeries for kids. And more DEI and Green New Deal garbage. Then there is absolutely nothing in that budget that went for our border. Nothing.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely nothing. In $1.7 trillion, we got nothing to our own border.
These people are running naked to the finish line. Yep. I mean, they're holding nothing back. It's time. It's just time. We've got to get Trump in there. We've got to have a total MAGA takeover. And if they steal the election, then what choice are they giving the American people who want to preserve America?
Right. Well, and yes. And
they will have to fight for it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene just filed a motion to vacate because the House, she said, because the House needs a speaker who's able to win for Republicans and our constituents and not basically just roll over and give Chuck Schumer their entire wish list.
Total sellout.
That was, first of all, that was the power of the purse. That was the only negotiating tool Republicans had. Is that
to stop this train wreck?
Yeah, is that we wanted the border closed, and that was their only possible way of getting that was to refuse to fund this garbage from the communists, and instead we got nothing. Speaker Johnson gave away absolutely everything, and so what's the point of having Republican majority? What's the point? Under a speaker that just completely capitulated. And, I don't know that our nation can recover from that.
I know.
I really, at this point, I have serious doubts that we can even recover from that.
How many nails do they have left for our coffin? I mean,
I don't know. I thought that was the last one.
I'm sure they got a whole bag full.
Yeah, because she said, Speaker Johnson lied, saying, "My position is clear that any bill that does not solve the problem and secure the border is not acceptable to the House." She said, as Speaker of the House, leading up to the funding negotiations, Johnson possessed all the power needed to force the Democrats to secure the border as he controlled the power of the purse.
Yep.
Instead, he surrendered all of that power to Chuck Schumer and did nothing to secure the border in the $1.7 trillion two-part omnibus.
There you have it.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, there's going to be more unfolding this week. It's going to be an interesting week. So, folks, stay tuned. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here. You be safe and vigilant.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.